I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Monday will mark the opening of the buck's only gun season in West Virginia, traditionally the most popular time of the year for West Virginia sportsmen. We'll talk more about it when we come back.
Uphill, downhill, through the mud, and through the trees, ATVs can take you on an adventure. But before you do anything on an ATV, take knowledge to the extreme. Know the basics. Take a training course. Wear a helmet. Don't ride on paved roads. And don't ride tandem. That's knowledge you can take anywhere an ATV takes you. For more information, log on today to ATVSafety.gov.
The DNR estimates 250,000 to 350,000 West Virginia hunters will dot the countryside next week as the firearm season for deer opens up in earnest in the Mountain State. Biologist Jim Crum says given all the factors, it should be a good year for hunters if the weather cooperates.
Based on our cutbacks and antlers seasons in most in some counties, the population is up. I've been getting a lot of good reports on seeing a lot of quote antlers. So I look for it to be a pretty good one. It should come up this year based on the lack of antlers harvest in previous years in a lot of those counties. And if we get the hunters in the woods and Mother Nature cooperates and the weather's not blowing straight out, we should have a really good harvest and a good opening day.
Since the 1960s, the season's opening date has been the Monday before Thanksgiving, and Crum says that has become a tradition that many enjoy.
I think everybody, we're probably one of the few states that has a very large proportion of our residents that live out of state, and it seems like everybody comes home to hunt and comes home on Thanksgiving to hunt. And I know my family does, and I think that happens to a lot of families.
However, seasons are said to make sure the bulk of does are bred before they start eliminating bucks, and that means after the peak of rut. But this year, because Thanksgiving is so early, we'll be as near to the peak of rut for gun hunters as we ever get.
This year, since the season opens on the 19th, we're going to be the closest to the peak of rut, if you will, of a firearm season that we have for the next 5 years. And then after this year, it starts dropping back the other way.
The off-season reproduction was good for the past year, fueled by the first good mast crop in quite some time.
There for a while, I think it was 4 years in a row. It was unprecedented. We just had a failure in the acorn crop, and then the last couple of years, we've had fairly decent acorn crops, which is acorns drive the system.
Because of hunter participation rates, the bulk of the deer that are going to be taken over the two-week bucks-only gun season will fall on the first 3 days of next week. Enjoy your season, hunt safely, and good luck. I'm Chris Lawrence, and with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.